All right, now let's chat about some key characteristics of living from your intuition, because this is a very distinct way of living. And I want to share with you what it looks like when you start to live guided by your inner wisdom, so that you can either see some places where perhaps you're already doing this or get an idea of what this is going to look like, or you can start to practice some of these ways of living as well. So let's dive into them. Characteristics of living from your intuition. First of all, you live guided by inner knowing rather than logical understanding. You live guided by that inner knowing rather than your logic. You live guided by feeling rather than thinking. So you're making decisions and you're following what feels right rather than just what makes sense. So you choose your feelings over whatever your thoughts are telling you. Intuitive living will take you into the unknown. You'll often find you are stepping into periods of unknown and uncertainty. And this is actually great, because when you're living purely from your mind and you have everything planned out, you're actually really limited, because the universe can't bring you anything more magical than what you've already set out for yourself. But when you are in the unknown, you are trusting that feeling within you. You're trusting that it is going to guide you moment by moment to where you need to be. So you're really surrendered and open, and it's all unfolding for you. It's all materializing for you through your willingness to just take it one step at a time and trust whatever feels right in the moment. You'll also find there's surrender involved. So we live in control when we live from our minds, and again, we're in charge of everything, but we're not letting the universe support us. So when we come in to be supported and guided by our inner wisdom, we will need to surrender. We need to surrender to that energy within us, surrender to our inner feelings and inner knowings, and say, show me, guide me, lead me. And we surrender almost into that energy and let it move us through our lives and show us what is right for us. You'll find you're living more in the present moment, or you'll need to be more in the present moment, because your intuition isn't about future and past. Your intuition isn't going to do anything based on what happened in the past, and it isn't going to try to, well, isn't going to show you what's going to come up in the future. It's going to guide you moment by moment. And so all you need to do is stay in the present moment and feel for what feels right in this moment, what you need to do in this moment, what you're being shown in this moment. And then that unfolds, that little breadcrumbs, moment by moment by moment, that take you eventually to where you need to be. When you're living intuitively as well, you're working in with a divine plan. So this is less about your plans, your goals, everything you think, your agenda. And this is more about trusting in and following the divine plan of your life, where sometimes things don't work out. Sometimes you encounter challenges. Sometimes bad or negative things happen. Sometimes things we want don't manifest. And we need to trust that there is a reason for all of that, and that we're being guided to a bigger divine plan by a deeper part of ourselves that knows why everything is happening and is leading us through that journey. Following your intuition and living intuitively means breaking out of the norms. So you start to live purely guided by your inner truth. Not what society expects, not what makes your parents happy, not what, you know, gets you love and approval, not what is the right thing to do. You follow your own unique path, your own unique guidance. You are breaking out of the norms and living your truth. It's very much a characteristic of it. You'll also find sometimes you're sacrificing those short-term hits of satisfaction for a longer-term goal and vision. The ego mind part of us very much just wants quick, instant gratification and is never really thinking about the long-term plan, but is like, what feels good now and now and now? Just give me good feelings now, 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 now. And when you're working with a higher energy in your life, sometimes you will need to forego some of those shorter term hits of satisfaction as part of this longer range, bigger vision that you know you're being guided towards. You'll also notice synchronicity. You will notice those little lining up of opportunities and manifestations. You'll notice being in the right place at the right time, seeing the recurring angel numbers, getting the exact message you need to get, having a sign or synchronicity occur. You'll definitely notice that. You'll also feel this sense that you're co-creating with the universe, where you'll put an intention out and you'll notice an opportunity manifests, or what you're thinking about materializes, or you're learning this new way of manifesting, where it's less like I'm this person that has to make this happen, and it's more like there's these beautiful principles that govern manifesting in the universe, and I work with them. I set my intention, I ask for guidance, I take the steps, and then life supports me, begins to materialize that for me. So you begin to feel like you are in a co-creative dance with the universe. And then you'll also notice there's more space in your life. So rather than this constant busyness and forging forward and cluttering up our calendar with a million things, you will notice that more space begins to appear and you are more guided into creating space in your life and periods of non-doing and waiting to receive the next step and allowing things to unfold and feeling for, like really taking space to feel for what's next and what is right for you. So when it comes to making intuitive decisions, decisions that come from our intuition, to me, it's really about almost like feeling for the decision that's already made. So rather than it's, you know, you're up in your head trying to come up with the decision or make the decision, you more so, it's like a part of you has already decided and is already guiding you to what's right for you. And then you just become aware of that as a feeling in your body, as a knowing. I remember having this when I signed up for my life coach training. I was absolutely terrified when I registered to do my life coach training, but there was just this feeling that kept saying to me, this is the right thing for you to do. Now is the time. This is the next step. Now I had all this noise in my mind fighting against me. I was terrified. I was anxious. I doubted whether I could do it and whether I could afford it. It was a $12,000 commitment. But what it felt like was it was less like I had come up with that decision, and it was more like something within me had said, this is what's next for you. And I just became aware of that. So I felt this very solid knowing. But what you will find with intuitive decisions is you very often have, you know, they don't always just feel light and joyful. You'll have a knowing, but you might have some fear and doubt and worry and anxiety that goes on around it, because that means your body's guiding you to something that is different perhaps to what your mind's telling you. And that's actually a great indication that you're living from your intuition, because your mind's fighting with you on it. You know, when you're doing it just from your mind, it's like your mind goes, yeah, cool, let's do this. But when you really follow your intuition, you'll find your mind will question you because you're trusting now in a different energy. So that happened to me, and this was very much an intuitive decision that I made to do my life coaching, was I just had to follow that feeling, even though everything in my mind was telling me it was a crazy thing to do. So I really had to tune into that feeling, feel for that knowing. I remember taking myself on quite a few sort of big nature walks and just really processing all of the fear that was going on around it. But I still just kept coming back to this knowing in my belly. I just knew. So even in acting on that intuitive decision, you know, it didn't feel like sunshine and roses. It didn't feel all joyful and light and right. It felt terrifying. But at the same time, I knew it was the right thing. So you might have a combination of energies when you are making intuitive decisions, particularly big ones. So how do we know the difference sort of between when it's our mind or our intuition talking with us? So I find our mind definitely has a lot more fear energy to it. You'll find your inner wisdom has sort of more love and knowing and certainty and empowerment, more strength to it, whereas the mind will make you feel wobbly and shaky and scared and questioning yourself. I also find things that come from the mind have a hidden agenda behind them. So the mind will guide you to things where you're like, if I do this, then I'll make money. If I do this, then I'll be happy. If I do this, then those people will love me. If I do this, then I'll get their approval. This is the good girl thing to do, the right thing to do. This is what society expects. This will make my father proud. This will give me security. There's sort of always a reason and a justification for the mind behind why it's doing something. Whereas if you find with intuition, sometimes you actually can't even explain it. People would say to me, what do you mean you want to do life coaching? Da, da, da. And they try to get me to explain to them. And I was just like, it just really feels like what I need to do. It feels like the right thing. It feels like what's next for me. And it's very difficult to come up with this extensive justification because it's just a knowing. It's just a knowing. So I find there's no agenda. Like, I'm not doing it to try to get something. I'm doing it because I know it's right. And yeah, I will get something from it. I mean, it led me into this beautiful career, but it's, I hope you can tell the difference. It's not like there's this sort of agenda. There's just, I do it because I can tell it's the right thing for me to do. So that's really how I tell the difference. And when you really do drop into an intuitive feeling, there's not much thinking around it. When you can process all the fear or the worry or the concern, they're really all that's left is just this really strong, solid knowing. So that's really what it looks like to live from your intuition. There's a very sort of characteristic way that we, if that's a word, that we live. And it does mean unraveling all the old ways that we've been living and stepping into a new way of living. But from my experience, this is when you get truly guided to everything that is right for you. And you may not always see where it's taking, and you may not always know why things are happening. But a deeper part of you is always guiding you to your greatest fulfillment and satisfaction, and to your highest potential, and to the most joy possible. And so when we trust in that, we are always led to exactly where we need to be.